Аудиозапись номер 52. Exercise 57. Listen to the recording again and do the task from your textbook. Speaker 1. I remember myself being very shy in the beginning. Some of my classmates thought I was too proud. When I eventually overcame my shyness, my friends got to know the real me. Actually, I was nice to everyone, and they in turn liked me. I didn't belong to any group, as I used to hang out with too many of my schoolmates. To me, a friend was whoever I happened to be spending time with. I sometimes found myself in trouble, being late for a lesson, after stopping to talk to every person in the hallway. Even today, my family and friends hate to go into town with me, as I constantly keep them waiting. All in all, I probably wasn't the most popular student or the smartest or the best dressed, but I was the one everyone knew would be there if they needed a friend or just someone to talk to. Speaker 2.
I've always been a loner, never into fashion or computer games or anything the other kids my age were into. I think I was a misfit in school. I hated playing sports, and I still do. I was short and skinny, and I always preferred being outdoors with my pets to being among people. It's not surprising I never went to any dances. I had to deal with some teasing and even insults which hurt me, but even back then I realized that looks and popularity didn't mean much if there was nothing else going on for you. I have always tried to learn, and to communicate with people who were smarter than me. I think that's why I am who I am today, and finally, I fit in somewhere.
Speaker 3. I was very popular at school. I played basketball, was a goalkeeper in a football team, a member of the school council. But honestly, I never made much effort in studies. I did just enough to get by. I wasn't into everything others were, but I always found something to laugh about with someone. But there was one thing I could never put up with. It was bullying. If I saw someone teasing or bullying someone else, especially those who were weaker or shy, I went absolutely mad and always stood up for them. I didn't worry about those who were tough and could take care of themselves. I'm still the same. Today I would also defend those who needed help. Speaker 4.
I have very fond memories of high school. I had a great time there, and I learnt a lot. Most of my classmates lived around, and we used to spend time together. I was popular in my group, and we've kept our friendship. We are friends to this day. Our school was on the coast, and we had classes in oceanography, marine wildlife, and even scuba diving. These kept us all interested, and I finished school with flying colors. I look back at the experience with really warm feelings.
Speaker 5.
I had the same group of friends throughout high school. We were good at studies, but still had lots of fun. We didn't fit into any other group as we were different. We loved outdoors and went camping almost every weekend. We used to go to the mountains or the beach or the forest, anywhere. There were 10 of us, boys and girls, and we laughed a lot. However, we were the best in all science subjects and friends with science teachers. We still write emails to each other from time to time.